Life is full of choices. You may find yourself, perhaps even as we speak, tossing up between maybe a nap or some other bedroom-related activity. Which, you ask yourself, is best for my brain? Listen on, because according to the evidence, sex might be great for your cognitive health, and sleeping has mixed results. What about, however, something more overtly cerebral, like maybe doing a Sudoku? Well, the science there is puzzling. Time to sort this out. We are joined by Dr. Leela Landowski from the University of Tasmania. Leela, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Napping, good for your brain?
Well, I guess if you need to take a nap, then that's probably a sign from your brain that you need rest.
That's very sensible. We do know that
in certain situations that having a propensity to sleep too much might be associated with certain neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's disease. So I guess naps are a good thing if you're sure that you need them. But if it's unusual for you to be tired and for you to then have the inclination to suddenly need a nap during the middle of the day, well, then that might be a sign that something else is going on.
Now, I'm worrying because I promised, I didn't want to overpromise at the beginning of this conversation. What sex has got to do with your cognitive health? Is it because you think about it?
So there's plenty of evidence that suggests that sex is actually really good for us. So we know that exercise is good for us. And when you're having sex is obviously that thing that's going on as well. But we know that during sex, you're releasing a bunch of different hormones in the brain. One of those is oxytocin. And oxytocin reduces the level of stress hormones in your bloodstream. Hmm. So it effectively is reducing the effect of stress on your body.
Let's go back to napping. Because University of California research now, it's found excessive napping, that might be an early warning sign of Alzheimer's disease. This is interesting. How do we make sleep sort of work for us?
We can make sleep work for us by having as much of it as we can. In today's society, it's really hard to get enough sleep. So the average person over the age of 18 is aiming for between 7 and 9 hours per night. And the older you get, the less you need. So if you're over the age of 65, you know, 7 to 8 hours might suffice. And that might make a lot of you alarmed because in today's society, it's hard to get that many hours of sleep. But it's really important because when we're sleeping, the part of the brain that's involved in our formation of memories is turning all the short-term memories, all the things that we've done during the course of the day, into long-term memories. So if you don't sleep, everything that you've learnt just disappears.
Is this where we begin to see the napping Alzheimer link?
Yeah, so the napping Alzheimer link is actually due to a different thing that happens when we're sleeping. So during the course of the day, every cell in your body is creating waste, and in pretty much every part of the body, it gets wicked away, except in the brain. Hmm. So the only time that waste gets wicked away is when you're sleeping.
And we're talking about real sleep. We're not talking about that little 15-minute nap. We need to get into the deep cycles of proper sleep.
Yeah, that's right. Hmm. So we have this cycle of going into REM sleep, the type of sleep when you're dreaming, into deep sleep and then back into REM sleep. So that's about a 90-minute cycle. And you have about 5 of those across the course of 8 hours of sleep. So it's in the deep sleep when that waste removal process is being activated.
Leela, we've done sex, we've done napping. We need to do Sudoku. what is going on with Sudokus, and can they improve your mental state?
That's the disappointing thing, is that there's been this idea for such a long time that Sudoku is good for your brain, or crosswords are good for your brain. You know, brain is like a muscle, and you exercise it and it's good for you. But unfortunately, the evidence just doesn't stack up. What happens when you're doing a puzzle and you're getting better at it, it's just that part of the brain is essentially becoming exercise, and you're getting much more efficient at doing a crossword or Sudoku, and it doesn't translate to improving other areas of brain function. So it's not actually improving your IQ.
So the take-home message here is, for any who may have been confused on this point, that sex is better than Sudoku.
That's right.
Well, I am tremendously pleased that we could clear that up. What about things, and this is perhaps at the fringes of napping and sleeping, things like meditation?
I think meditation and mindfulness is a really interesting thing, because we used to think of it as a sort of spiritual pseudoscience for a long time. But the evidence is stacking up and saying that it actually has tangible effects on our brain. So, for example, there's part of the brain which is involved in our emotional reactivity, and it's called the amygdala. And what happens in meditation and mindfulness is that it shrinks. So you become less emotionally reactive in situations. And the other, another part of the brain called the prefrontal cortex, which is involved in our decision-making, becomes bigger. So you become less emotionally reactive and become much more thoughtful and make much better decisions and can be much more attentive.
You can make really good choices, like sex over Sudoku.
That's right.
Excellent. Leela, thank you so much. What a remarkable thing is both the human body and the human brain. How extraordinary. Dr. Leela Landowski, Research Fellow there at the University of Tasmania.